Victor Record number 22119, sides A and B. Is everyone in your family as dumb as you is? Parts 1 and 2, Amos and Andy, by Freeman F. Godson and Charles J. Correll.
Don't try to tell me the way we is going now, we is just starving to death, that's all.
Now listen, Amos. You just stick to me and you'll be rich. What would you think if you'd wake up some morning and put your hand in your pants pocket and find a roll of $20 bills?
I wouldn't think nothing. I'd know I had on somebody else's pants, that's all.
Don't get me regretless. Shut up. That's sufficient.
That's what?
I say that's sufficient. You don't know what that big word is, so I'll explain it to you.
Yeah, explain it to me. What do sufficient mean?
When a horse goes up to a water trough and he drinks till he can't drink no more, that's what you call sufficient.
Oh, now I know what's here.
What is sufficient?
A horse full of water.
Uh-oh.
Well, ain't no use to get mad with me about it, Andy.
The trouble is with you, Amos, you don't try to learn nothing. You don't read books. I read books all the time.
What kind of books you reading?
Well, I've been reading a book about electricity. Electricity is the greatest thing that has ever been reinvented.
I think a safety pin is just as good as electricity is. I'm crazy about a safety pin.
What do you mean, that a safety pin is greater than electricity is?
That's just what I claim.
How come you think a safety pin is greater than electricity?
Suppose you was walking down the street on a hot day with your coat off and your suspender broke.
Well, suppose the suspender did break.
Well, what good is electricity going to do you?
Don't start no argument now.
By the way, how you like that little dog I got down the place now?
What color is that dog?
I believe he's a white dog.
You believe he's a white dog, don't you know?
I'm going to watch him tonight and find out.
Well, is he well-bred?
Well what?
Bred.
Oh, bread, meat, tin cans, chopped through anything. We ain't going to have no trouble with him.
No. Listen, I mean, what kind of dog is he?
He's a rat terrier.
A rat terrier?
Yeah, you see, he chases all the rats away.
Don't try to tell me that, Amos. Last night when we went in the room, the rat was running all over the place. The dog was laying there asleep.
Well, them was our rats, you see. But you just let some strange rats come around there and see what happened to them. He run away from that. He don't mess with them.
And another thing, Amos. Last night you told me that you was going to see your gal.
That's right. I did go over to see her. I got a new gal, you know. Her name is Belle.
Name is Belle.
Uh-huh.
But I saw you walking around town last night by yourself.
That's right, you see. I went over to see her, but I didn't go in the house.
How come you didn't go in the house?
Well, I went up on the front porch, and just as I was getting ready to go in, I saw a sign on the porch say, Bell out of order. So I just didn't go in, that's all.
Amos, tell me one thing.
What is it?
Is everybody in your family as dumb as you is?
What do you mean?
Well, look at that head of yours. Look at that bullet-shaped head. You can't get nothing in that head.
You know, I got a big family.
Big family? What do you mean you got a big family?
I got 9 brothers and 12 sisters.
You got 9 brothers and 12 sisters?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll say one thing.
What's that?
The good Lord sure smiled on your father.
Smiled on him?
Yes.
Man, it's a good thing he didn't laugh out loud.
By the way, that music, that dance that we went last night, that music was red hot, you know it?
Mm-hmm.
That piano player, he didn't mess with it. He played that thing.
That piano player ain't so hot. I can almost play a piano as good as he can myself.
Boy, that piano player plays more stuff by accident than you do on purpose.
I know one thing, though.
What's that?
That fat gal that I was dancing with last night, she liked to ruin my feet.
Did she step on your feet?
It wasn't the stepping, it was the jumping on and off that bothered me.
Another thing I want to ask you, too. What is you doing getting up in the middle of the night?
Didn't you hear that cat last night out on the windowsill making all that noise?
No, I ain't heard no cat.
Man, that cat was out there and I tried to go to sleep and there he was on the windowsill yelling.
Uh-huh.
I heard him last night, so I got up and I got my razor. And I went out there and I cut the cat's tail off.
Cut the cat's tail off?
Uh-huh.
Well, cutting the cat's tail off ain't gonna keep him from yowling.
Yes, it will. I cut that cat's tail off clean up to his neck. I didn't mess with him.
How you like that new gal I got, boy?
I heard a fella talking about your gal last night.
Yeah?
He said you ought to call your gal, her name ought to be Franklin.
How come my gal ought to be named Franklin?
On account of her air-cooled teeth. Mm-hmm. Boy, I was the one that's got the gal, though.
You don't mean that gal that had us over there for dinner, do you?
That's the one. Boy, she is plenty sweet, too.
You know, you embarrassed me when we was eating dinner over there.
What do you mean?
Well, when her father asked you if you wanted a demi-tasse, what did you say?
What did I say?
You said you'd rather have the old-fashioned nightshirt.
Oh, that ain't nothing. I'm going over our house tonight. How do I look?
You don't mean to tell me you're going over there looking like that.
Well, what's the matter with me?
Well, look at your hands.
What's the matter with my hands?
Look at your face.
What's the matter with me?
Look at your fingernails. Don't you file your fingernails?
Don't I do what?
I said, don't you file your fingernails.
No, I just cut them off and throw them away. I ain't got no use for them.
Well, you're going over there.
I'm going over there tonight, sir. We going over there and play post office.
Play post office?
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's a childish game.
Not the way I play it.